Welcome to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR, and you're listening to AI in 5, your weekly high-octane dose of everything artificial intelligence. It is January 6, 2026, and if you thought 2025 was a wild ride, buckle up, buttercup, because the AI world just drank a gallon of espresso. Let's get to it. First up, the hardware wars. NVIDIA just kicked off the year by dropping the Rubin platform like a bomb. Named after astronomer Vera Rubin, this isn't just a new chip. It's a supercomputer on a rack. We're talking a 10 times reduction in token cost compared to the Blackwell series. And if you know what I mean, kudos on you. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang put it bluntly at its launch. Rubin arrives at exactly the right moment, with extreme cosine across 6 new chips. Rubin takes a giant leap toward the next frontier of AI. So basically, the brains of AI are getting bigger, faster, and mercifully cheaper to run. And speaking of doing things at a scale, well, cheaper, let's talk about Meta. You know, Mark Zuckerberg isn't just the only one playing in the Meta universe anymore. He's rebuilding the way we build software. In a recent keynote address, Zuck, you know, predicted that by the end of this year, 2026, half of all code at Meta will be written by AI. But it's not just about writing codes and lines of codes. It's about managing them. Zuckerberg envisions a world where every engineer is essentially a tech lead, managing their own army of AI agents. It's a total shift in the workplace dynamic. If you're a developer and you haven't started your agent orchestration training yet, now might be the time to start that new elective out there. Now, let's get a reality check from the ivory tower. Eric Bjornholten, a senior fellow at Stanford HAI, is looking at the economic impact of all this agentic power. He notes that we are moving into an accountability phase. According to Bjornholten, arguments about AI's economic impact will finally give way to careful measurement. We'll see the emergence of high-frequency AI economic dashboards that track at the task and occupation level, where AI is boosting productivity. So what does that mean? The hype is over. It's time to start paying the bill. Now, finally, keep an eye on a new term, this software as a system, or as us in the PM world know it as the SaaS. Stockholm-based startup Lovable just raised a massive $330 million Series A, whatever that means, hitting a $6.6 billion valuation. Okay, so I guess that's good. They're moving away from static SaaS and toward software that lives and breathes as a system of agents. So we're also seeing a massive push in physical AI. ByteDance recently debuted the GR-Dexter, a framework for bimanual robots that use language and video to learn complex tasks. Yes, the AI is officially getting hands, people. Let's just hope it's better at folding laundry than me. So, what's the takeaway from this first week of 2026? AI is moving from a chatbot to a teammate. We're seeing more efficiency from chips like Rubin, more autonomy in coding from Meta, in a shift toward agentic systems that actually execute tasks rather than just suggesting them. That's been your AI in 5. I'm Dr. JR, keeping you smart, fast, and hopefully a little bit entertained. If you have enjoyed the show, hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Check out the show notes for the full citation and links to everything mentioned today. So until next week, stay curious, stay witty, and keep unleashing that innovation. Look in your brain! It's classic and it's fake! I ain't 5, it's a digital nosedive!